Newt looked away for a moment, then turned back. That's right. And Gally, Albie, and Ben claim they saw you in their memories after the changing. And from what I gather, you weren't planting flowers and helping old ladies cross the street. According to Gally, there's something rotten enough about you that he wants to kill you. Newt, I don't know, Thomas started, but Newt didn't let him finish. I know you don't remember anything, Thomas. Quit saying that. Don't ever say it again. None of us remember anything, and we're bloody sick of you reminding us. The point is, there's something different about you, and it's time we figured it out. Thomas was overwhelmed by a surge of anger. Fine, so how do we do it? I want to know who I am just as much as anyone else. Obviously. I need you to open your mind. Be honest if anything, anything at all, seems familiar. Nothing, Thomas started, but stopped. So much had happened since arriving, he'd almost forgotten how familiar the glade had felt to him that first night, sleeping next to Chuck. How comfortable and at home he'd felt. A far cry from the terror he should have experienced. I can see our wheels spinning, Newt said quietly. Talk. Thomas hesitated, scared of the consequences of what he was about to say. But he was tired of keeping secrets. Well, I can't put my finger on anything specific. He spoke slowly, carefully. But I did feel like I'd been here before when I first got here. He looked at Newt, hoping to see some sort of recognition in his eyes. Anyone else go through that? But Newt's face was blank. He simply rolled his eyes. No, Tommy. Most of us spent a week clunking our pants and bawling our eyes out. Yeah, well, Thomas paused, upset and suddenly embarrassed. What did it all mean? Was he different from everyone else somehow? Was something wrong with him? It all seemed familiar to me, and I knew I wanted to be a runner. That's bloody interesting. Newt examined him for a second, not hiding his obvious suspicion. Well, keep looking for it. Strain your mind. Spend your free time wandering your thoughts and think about this place. Delve inside that brain of yours and seek it out. Try, for all our sakes. I will. Thomas closed his eyes, started searching the darkness of his mind. Not now, you dumb shuck, Newt laughed. I just meant to do it from now on. Free time, meals, going to sleep at night, as you walk around, train, work. Tell me anything that seems remotely familiar. Got it? Yeah, got it. Thomas couldn't help worrying that he'd thrown up some red flags for Newt, and that the older boy was just hiding his concern. Good that, Newt said, looking almost too agreeable. To begin, we better go see someone. Who? Thomas asked, but knew the answer as soon as he spoke. Dread filled him again. The girl. I want you to look at her till your eyes bleed. See if something gets triggered in that shuck brain of yours. Newt gathered his lunch trash and stood up. Then I want you to tell me every single word Albie said to you. Thomas sighed, then got to his feet. Okay. He didn't know if he could bring himself to tell the complete truth about Albie's accusations, not to mention how he felt about the girl. It looked like he wasn't done keeping secrets after all. The boys walked back toward the homestead, where the girl still lay in a coma. Thomas couldn't stifle his worry about what Newt was thinking. He'd opened himself up, and he really liked Newt. If Newt turned on him now, Thomas didn't know if he could handle it. If all else fails, Newt said, interrupting Thomas's thoughts, we'll send you to the Grievers, get you stung so you can go through the changing. We need your memories. Thomas barked a sarcastic laugh at the idea, but Newt wasn't smiling.